Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Even in these challenging times, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission continued to work with Oklahoma State University in the wheat variety trials. The trials were planted last fall, and Wheat Commission Executive Director Mike Schulte encourages you to go out and take a look at the wheat variety trials at a wheat plot near you.
Even though we're not having the large field days per se, we're really challenging producers to get out and go look at the varieties. The research is still being conducted at OSU. We have not stopped anything as far as our research programs or the work that's being done on collecting the data. Producers can certainly look at the app for the QR codes on their phones, and they can go and take those up to the signs at the research plots, and so they can make their assessments visually out there, but they also then can use those QR codes that will go into greater detail about the information on all those varieties that are available.
There's a map that shows you the replicated wheat plots across the state, plus YouTubes of the Altus and Chickasha virtual tours at the Oklahoma Wheat Commission website, okwheat.org.
What a great day for the live cattle futures. The June live cattle were up $2.20 and closed at $96.32. The high was $96.80, so at one point we were up around $2.70 on the June live cattle. The August live cattle $1.47 higher at $97.97. And we were higher all the way out till the 2021 contracts. February only up 10, April down 10. But on the front end here, we didn't have any deliveries overnight. Now, the oldest date was November 22nd of 2019, so that was quite a while ago, but no deliveries really lifting that front month June up as we wind that contract down in the coming weeks. Feeder cattle were $1.17 higher in August and closed at $134.25. September up $1.02 at $135.55. Boxed beef was down $5.29 at $249. It got as high as $475, of course, so it's come down, what is that, $225, almost 50%. At this point, in a pretty short period of time. Select was down 227 at 228.85. So both of those coming down sharply. The lean hog futures today down about 50 to a dollar in the first 3 months.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Make plans to attend the Chris Black 19th Annual Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale Saturday, June 13th, 1 o'clock at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. Offering 350 outstanding fall AI heifers, cows, and 20 head of 20-month-old herd bulls, including Hereford, Angus, Charlet, Sim Angus, and Red Composites, most all breeds in volume. Online catalog, videos, and sale information can be found at blackherfordranch.com. For more information, call 580-309-0711.
Today's grain futures market were weaker across the board. We had corn down 4.5 to 6 cents, soybeans down about 1.5, Kansas City wheat down 2.5 to 3 cents, Chicago wheat down about 7 to 7.5. Varying reports about yields in the wheat harvest. Southwest Oklahoma was a little bit below average due to the freeze, but once you get to northern central to northern Oklahoma, yields are coming in better than expected. The other thing we have going on this week is the USDA report, which is actually Thursday at 11 a.m. The early estimates are out. They have all wheat production at 1.85 billion bushels. In May, they said 1.866, a little bit tighter than where they were last month. Hard red winter wheat, 718 million bushels, down from 733 million. The other side of that wheat production estimate is the world stocks. The world is near a record in terms of world wheat stocks. So that is mainly the damper that we're seeing here. The ending stocks report for wheat, 979 million bushels, up 1 million from the last report. Corn, 2.15, which is also slightly higher than the last report. And soybeans, they've tightened up to 577 million from 580 million last month. And this is old crop ending stocks.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.